Alan, you can turn my voice down just a hair. I think I'm killing these guys. Well, they probably felt good.
They gotta be in the van with me all day.
I'm like such a control freak that even if I go all the way to the back seat, I'm supposed to sleep a little while to rest my voice or something. And every 15 minutes, I pop my head up and I go, "What was that? Did you miss the exit?" And it's the Android directions versus iPhone directions. Tomorrow, I will not do that. I'm going to take it out of it. No, really, I'm trying to work on that, y'all. Just so y'all know, it's my project. I'm not driving, I should be sleeping. Very private party that we played. It was very private and very drunk. Woo! And there were beach balls flying at us. This was only a few years ago, about 5 years ago, that me and Emily played. So I wrote a song. I pretended that all of this was not in vain. The party, I mean. You know, this was about how I would feel if that night I went to heaven and had to, like, make a case for everything I had done. And why I had played the private party. Which was probably for money, which was a mistake. I just want to tell you guys that. If it feels like you're selling your soul, you are. Don't ever do it again. Don't tell your dad all this stuff. Change my tune. So I'm
to see my Savior's face. But St. Peter says, sing a song, child, and I'll let you through these pearly gates. Yeah.